Okay, so you can already imagine, since I'm not 60 or 70 years old, you can imagine how many years of my life I've been living in Israel. So, Hebrew? No. English. Okay.
Sorry.
You saving me the introduction and be introduced? Okay, hi, Shalom. I want to thank Rabbi Weider, who's not here because he's busy eating lunch with the chief rabbi. I told Binyamin maybe two shurim in Hebrew in a row, too much too, double header. Anyways, I want to thank him for his friendship and for inviting me to come and deliver a shir to you. As you see, I currently am around at Yeshiva Totnia. We'll see if we have time, we can discuss it, tell you a little about the yeshiva. I would like to address the topic of the bracha b'remi name is Zanot, which just being in the pizza shop across, I know it's a very common bracha. Right? But maybe one of the most striking facts regarding Borei Minim Zonot is it does not appear at all in the Mishnah. I'm sure you have reviewed intensively Mishnah Brachot Perek Vav. And you have noticed that there are many Brachot there, but Borei Minim Zonot does not appear at all in Perek Itzan Mevarchim, in the Mishnah. According to Pshatei HaMishnayot, what bracha do you make on cake or pastry? Nachon. Al perot haaretz, hu omer borei pri adama. Chutz min hapat. Shal hapat, hu omer hamotzi lechem min haaretz. And since what we make mezonot on is perot haaretz, so kipshuta shel mishnah would assume that they would make Borei Pri HaAdama on cake. Striking, right? Now, where does the bracha of Borei Minim Zonot appear in the Tannaic literature? Only once, in the Tosefta, in the fourth parak. Have you learned it really intensively? Huh?
Some of it,
okay. So let's see if some of it is included or not. It appears once there, in Tosefta Parak Dalid, Halacha Vav, right? There, the Tosefta brings the bracha Borei Minim Zonot in two cases, right? For a case of Akoses Tachitim, Mivarech Alehem Borei Minim Zayim, Afaan Bishlan, Ein Apusot Kayamot, Mivarech Alehem Borei Minim Zonot, Mivarech Acharehem Bracha Achat, and Halacha Zayin, Akoses Et Haorez. Afan, Bishlan, Afal Pisha Prusot Kayamot, Mivarech Alehen, Borei Minei Mezonot, Ve Mivarech Acharehen Klum. This is the one place where Borei Minei Mezonot appears in the Tosefta regarding a person who eats Chita that was baked or cooked in Eina Prusot Kayamot. That's the one case of Mezonot, or rice. That afan bishlan, and here regard the question if the prusot kayam or lo kayam, the bracha is borei minei mizonot. This is the one place where it appears. And I would like to address, to try to explore together, the area where this bracha appears, because if you read the Tosefta very clearly, it would appear that this was in the framework of a sheet of Tanaim, which you make a lot of brachot or borei minei. And as you can see very clearly, the Tosefta brings before the bracha of Hevi'u lefanav minei targuma mevarech alehem borei minei kisanin, al hazraim omer borei minei zeraim, al hatshaim omer borei minei deshaim. And within this framework we have the bracha of borei minei mezonot. Now, in the Mishnah, who is the Tana that holds of the Shita that you make a Borcha Borei Minei? Rabbi Yehuda. Let's try to explore, first of all, Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim in the Mishnah. Then let's go to the Tosefta. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chachamim appear in the Mishnah a few times, three times. Right, in Mishnah Aleph, Chachamim hold ketzad mevarchin al perot ha'ilan u'omer borei pri ha'et. You notice that's a very interesting phrase. Al perot ha'ilan u'omer borei pri ha'et. You discuss that?
Yeah.
Very good. We'll fast forward. Chutz min ha'yayin, shal ha'yayin u'omer borei pri הגפן, על פירות הארץ הוא אומר בורא פרי האדמה, חוץ מן הפת, שעל הפת הוא אומר המוציא לחם מן הארץ, ועל הירקות אומר בורא פרי האדמה, רבי יהודה אומר בורא מיני דשאים. Later on, in Mishnah Gimel, yes, please, Bino. That's a quick question. Yeah.
Quick question.
I didn't say anything.
Presumably, on fruit that grows from a tree, Rabbi Yehuda would agree. You say Borei Pri Ha'etz.
Right. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda's shita appears only to be on vegetables and yirakot. We do not see a far-going machloket regarding pirot ha'ilan. It's true.
And then in this section of the Tosefta that's the interpreted maybe in the style of Rabbi Yehuda, which lists all the other brachos, they don't relate to Borei Pri Ha'etz at all.
True.
So it's always absent from that discussion.
It's a good question. Let's, with your permission, put it aside. Even though Binyamin is right that Rabbi Yehuda appears with Borei Minei Deshaim in the Mishnah only regarding Yirakot, it is very clear from the Mishnayot later on that the phrase min keeps repeating itself within the framework of Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. Al davar she'en gidulo min haaretz omer she'akol nia bidvaro. Al chometz ve'al agovai ve'al hanovlot hu omer she'akol nia bidvaro. Rabbi Yehuda omer kol shehu min klala ein mevarchim alav. The phrase min repeats itself within the framework of Rabbi Yehuda. And later on, Mishnah Dalet, hayu lefanav מינים הרבה. רבי יהודה אומר, אם יש ביניהם ממין שבעה, עליו הוא מברך. וחכמים אומרים, מברך על איזה מהן שירצה. I would even suggest that while the bracha is defined by the title of the perek, כיצד מברכים על הפירות, אז ברכת הפירות, בורא פרי האדמה, בורא פרי העץ, perhaps also Borei Pri Hagafen, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, how would you call, which title would you give to the brachot in this parak? Or say really a striking a term, Birkat.
Birkat Aminim.
Birkat Aminim?
Except that we have something called Birkat Aminim.
I know. But that's Lichora, Yesod Machloket, Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim.
Is the distinction Minim versus Minim, or they both be Rafen?
Well, the mean of the other means in a picorus, right? But they both be with yud, with no dogation, no minim, right? Because in some one film we have a little bit minim with a yud, with no dogation, no. It's different, you're right. No, but I think it's the same spelling here, and the same, you can't call it that. Why not? Who says that the bracha in Shmoneh Esrei has a copyright on the phrase Birkat
Aminim? you create, so you'd have to call that something else.
Call that Birkat Vela Malshinim, I don't know.
Birkat HaMeshumadim, probably.
Birkat HaMeshumadim, okay. But it would seem, we could say from the Mishnah, that while Chachamim HaBirkat HaPerot, I will try to later on to try to explain or understand together what's behind this machloket. But while Chachamim HaBirkat HaPerot, the brachot are borei pri, borei pri, borei pri. Rabbi Yehuda has a different bracha, which is birkat haminim. The bracha relates to the type. When I would add, tell me if you discuss it, where do chachamim take their nuschei brachot? The phrase, you discuss that?
Yeah, the mikra from Ma'aseh Bereishit a lot. That we have a. Although even the other framework does as well. Rabbi's borei minei nefashos is. Ya'as Elokim es chayas ha'aretz l'mino v'eschol nefesh chayo l'mino nefesh chayo l'mino is k'mini nefashos. Borei pri ha'etz though is etz pri osep pri.
Clearly, as you mentioned, the matbeot lashon of chachamim are taken from Bereshit Aleph.
Right.
Why are they taken from there? Did you discuss that too?
Yeah. There's
for a simple reason. Because how does the Kodesh Baruch Hu described in Bereshit Aleph?
The borei.
As the borei of the world. And when I meet nature, when I want to eat a fruit, or I want to eat a tomato, or I want to drink a glass of wine, I basically meet the Creator through his...
Hey, Rav Chazan has an article about that.
The Sefer Yovel Rav Vur. Right, nice article.
Yeah.
So I meet the Rav Breuer wrote about it too. Rav Breuer,
yeah,
the first chapter.
First chapter.
Yeah. And the reason why Ephraim Chazan wrote that article in the book in honor of Rav Breuer, because Rav Breuer wrote on the topic also. Okay. See, he was nice. He wrote about something that he agreed with Rav Breuer. There are scholars that I know that they usually say for Yovel to somebody they write something they disagree with. Okay, I won't say names, but I have somebody in mind. Okay. It was a mina kavua, but he always did that. Okay. No, it's a shame shamayim. But anyway,
it's different shit.
No, but it's only a technicality that you take matbeot lashon from Breshit Aleph. The foundations, the roots of the world of Birkot HaPerot are rooted in that chapter. Meaning, of course, Baruch Hu created the world in Sheshit Yimei Breshit. He's described as a creator in Breshit Aleph. And when we meet nature, when we use nature, we meet the creator of nature, and therefore we refer to him as he's described in the Torah. The Kosh Baruch Hu is Bore Eitz Hose Pri, Eitz Pri, so we say Bore Pri Eitz. That's what's behind. Well, what's behind Rabbi Yehuda, I would like to delay for a moment. I would just like to point out it for now and try to analyze him from within the framework of the Mishnah, that even though you mentioned the word mean is taken from perhaps also from Breshit Aleph, we will explore that immediately, okay, within the framework of the Tosefta. Let's remain within the framework of the Mishnah. It would seem that Rabbi Yehuda requires a larger specification of brachot. Meaning what's behind Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that I have to be more specific. And the general description of all perot ha'aret is pri adama, they do not specify the uniqueness of vegetables from perot ha'adama. And therefore, what does Rabbi Yehuda require? To make a more specific bracha, which will relate to it as being type of deshaim. Borei minei deshaim.
Which is also from Masid Rishi. The chair is desha. When do we use desha in Hebrew? It's not exactly the most common. Bina oth desha yarek yitzeni, but mainly it's a...
It's true. Yeah. Rabbi Yehuda requires more specification. In the case that the Mishnah brings, the specification is within the framework of nature. Within nature, you have a larger category called Perot HaAretz, and you have a subcategory of vegetables, but the difference between them exists within nature. Now, if we go to the Tosefta, its relationship to Rabbi Yehuda is very problematic. I don't have a satisfactory explanation. But you can clearly see that the Tosefta in Perek Daled, starting Halacha Daled, is within the framework of brachot, which are brachot borei minei. Let's start reading it together. If you will fana minei talguma, do you know what talguma is?
No, it's true.
The asterisk is some kind of dessert, but it doesn't seem specific enough. It
makes true gluten disease.
What did you say it is?
Different fruits.
Right. It's a mixture of different fruits and dry fruits. Perhaps I can read it to you in Rav Shaul Lirman. Does anybody here read Greek?
Yes.
You? Good, okay, so you're going to read it, okay? You'll be the bell choir right now, okay?
That's what I do every Shabbos.
What?
It is. Vakasha.
No, still not high. Even if it's fruit. Yeah. Shisami.
Okay, Talguma, you want to read it?
Okay.
In Greek?
Talguma o trugema ragema hum achol habol gimloch soida.
In the modern world, Targima, I would say, is... What is Targima here across the street? Any snack, potato chips could be Targima? Yes or no?
I guess. I mean, do they have to be Mi Perosa Adama or?
I don't know. But Mine Targima is. It's dessert, okay, which is, in their time, was Perot Yevashim. Okay. Now, what bracha do you make on Mine Targima? Boy Mine. Kisanin? Now, what is Kisanin, do you know? Kisanin is dessert in what language? In Aramaic, right.
Now here you don't take not targim or not kisanim for the Tanakh, right?
Right. Neither one,
right?
Don't take kisanim a person daniel.
If you the fanav targima, if I chalem boreim inay kisanim.
Shalom aleichem. How was the lunch? What brachas did you make?
You
didn't tell me that in cake you make burpee adama kol tichachonim. I hope you don't do that.
I avoided any chemicals.
Okay. Anyways, we're now learning the Tosefta. Reveal the fun of Bine Targima. Yivarech alem borei mine kisanim. Lieberman suggests to explain this halacha. I'm reading what Lieberman is saying. Ein ben targimo ven kisanim velo klum. Ela sharishon yevanit vasheni kanireh shemit. It's the same phrase in different languages. Okay, this in Hebrew, this in Yiddish. Now, what do you think of a bracha, borei mine kisanim? What a halachic shita is reflected there? That the bracha does not reflect the way it's created in nature. What does the bracha reflect?
Yes,
the way it's served to you. Exactly. Let's continue the Tosefta. Al azraim omer borei mine zraim. Al adeshaim omer borei mine deshaim. And now we have a problem here in relationship to the Mishnah. I don't know a good explanation. Rav Shaul Lieberman did not know one either. Al irakot omer borei pri adama. Rav Yehuda omer baruch matzmiach adama bidvaro. The same Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah who says borei mine deshaim suddenly here says baruch matzmiach adama bidvaro. Lieberman has some suggestion which I don't know if you've learned. I don't like it. He said it's like a general bracha on vegetables. This is the equivalent to shahakol. I don't like it. I would rather say now, instead of being making our minds busy with checking for Bila Shitaso, let's talk about the Shita of Birkas Haminim in the Mishnah and compare it to the Shita of Birkas Haminim in the Tosefta, regardless of the question of who is the Bala Shita. The Bala Tosefta here clearly has a Shita which is Birkas Haminim. And later on, Rabbi Meir Omer, Afilu ra'a et ha'pat, v'amar Baruch Asher bara et ha'pat, zu kama hi na'a, zu birchata. Ra'a et ha'teinim, v'amar Baruch shebarat ha'teinim, kama hi me'birchata. And apparently Rabbi Meir is reflecting a shita that is no matbeya kavua yet for a brachas. You have to express your itpalut. I say itpalut?
Wonder.
You wonder how you're impressed by what you see, that's enough. And then we have this very strange phrase by Rabbi Yehuda. Back to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda omer, kol shenishtana mibriyato v'shina birchato yatsa. And how do we explain that? Rabbi Shaul Lieberman, he breaks his teeth on this. He makes a suggestion which seems nice based upon the targum and the kisani. It doesn't work well in the words. He suggests that this is a general rule in brachot which reflects the rule of birkat haminim. Whenever a change is nishtana mibriyato, so what do you have to do? Have to change the bracha. In other words, what he's suggesting is that the bracha you make is borei mine, and now fill in. What do you fill in? The name of the food that you're eating. So if you eat zraim, what do you fill in? Zraim. If you eat deshaim, what bracha do you make? Borei mine deshaim. I heard from you learned already the Yerushalmi. If you eat a nefesh, so what do you fill in? Borei minei nefasho, then you lose your appetite and you become a vegetarian, right? But that's the bracha you make, borei minei nefasho. If you eat targumas, what do you fill in? If you eat kugel, what do you fill in? Borei minei kugel? Kugel is a great ma'adan, you know, kugel is served in kiddushim in my show. But that's the chorab. You have to realize that the kisalin and targuma, they're not biblical terms, they're not Hebrew. In other words, you fill in the name of what you're eating. Now, this doesn't work out in the words of Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda seems to be saying it b'lashon d'eved. Kol shenishtana mibriyaso v'shina b'rchaso yatsa. But apparently l'chadchila no, but Rabbi Shaul Lieberman's explanation is that it's a rule which is l'chadchila, right? He doesn't give a good explanation for that. I do not see anybody else that gives a good explanation. One thing I can say very clearly, that the Shita of Birkas Haminim is a very widespread Shita. I mean, there are many Borei Mine, Borei Mine, Borei Mine. Let's continue. There's Borei Mine Kisanin, Boremine Zraim, Boremine Deshaim. Because Boremine, in the Yerushalmi, you learned it already on rice. Boremine. Ma'adanim, you learn that? Boremine Ma'adanim. And this Boremine Nefashot in the Yerushalmi. So the natural continuation is Boremine Mizanot. Yes, please.
I mean, could the term yatsah, meaning which normally sounds like b'di'evit, could it just be used here to contrast with previous languages lo yatsah?
That's what he suggests. It's written in the lashon of d'evit because Rabbi Yossi wrote in lashon of d'evit. See, Rabbi Meir reflects a shita that there is no nusach kavua for brachas. Rabbi Yossi insists that you have to change. That's usher to change. Meaning there is a matzbeah kavua, and Rabbi Yehuda here says some in between shita. There's a matzbeya kavua of the borei mine, but what? How to finish the bracha? Which means that you fill in yourself. It's possible. I don't think it's 100% satisfactory, but it's possible. But in any case, we see here what.
If you were choosing a compromise position, it would sound like he's arguing as Rabbi Yosef Akila, and not Rabbi Meir in very loose tzura, but it's sort of more like Rabbi Meir b'di'avad, not as. The lo yatsa doesn't imply that yatsa, therefore, should be halacha prima.
Right. I don't know. I don't think it's 100% satisfactory, but there's one thing that I do know, that the Birkas Haminim is a very widespread shita. And I would add also that the Birkas Haminim, since it takes us to spheres which are not at all as the food appears in nature, when we relate to Birkas Haminim, we relate to it as being targima, to be kisanim, it would seem that this rule of specification in brachot does not have to relate to the way it appears in nature, but the way it appears on my plate, the way I meet it. And the yisod of Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that we specify brachot because the variety of types of food is a reflection of the wisdom of God. And our ability not only to eat food in one format, you know, I remember once when I was here, when I lived in YU, 1982, I'm still almost to be one born yet, right? Very different institutions there, you know, very different. And I remember once on one of our trips to Boston, we stopped in a Hojo, and there were 103 flavors of ice cream. And I thought to myself, what was the world missing with their 102 flavors that they had to develop 103? And then I thought, you know, it shows also the ability of man to vary so much. Meaning the fact that in a restaurant there are so many types of food, this is a, I would say, it's a reflection of the shefa in the world that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us to be. I would say many ways to enjoy the world. And you recognize that that comes from God too. Now, I would point out two things. A, if we go back now to the Mishnah, we could see that lichor, that's what's behind the other two machlokot, the Rabbi and Chachamim. Because besides the machloket, if to specify on Yirakot, Rabbi Yehuda says in a min klala, you don't say a bracha. Now, the mine klala are rooted from within nature. They were created by the Kosh Baruch Hu too. Kosh Baruch Hu is borei of these minim. On the other hand, if I relate to it not as it was created, but as it's in front of me, eating it is not a blessing. And the same I would relate to the machloket of Horelefond of Minim Harbe. According to Chachamim, what I'm interested in is the origin. They're all originated as Perot Ha'etz. So Chachamim say, Mivarech Aleza Mehen She'irtze. While Rabbi Yehuda says, Minim Harbe, I am able to even distinguish, to classify between the different perot of Shiva Sami, of different perot, and therefore min Shiva is different than other perot ha'ilan. So I make Birkat Haminim. Yes, please.
How would more even the Bashar's fitness, wouldn't this seem to be a big kasha? The meaning of Bashar's definitely does not relate to the food as it is on your plate. I hope not. So if you're not, it's relating to the way Kadosh Baruch Hu created called Nefesh Chayal. I mean, not exactly. In fact, I think that's the only place meaning appears in Bereshit. So
unless you say, I don't think it's a great
thing. No, min also appears
that,
by third day also.
What's that?
I want to ask you a question. Appears by the food stuff, by the tree also.
Oh, you're right. I didn't go, but that's it. He said, Mazriya Zera Lamina. We know he doesn't have Borei Mina Asabdi. Well, he has Tushayim.
I want to ask
so those
a general
those
question.
Are the two.
I want to ask a general question about meat, which I don't know what its meaning is, but Chachamim, it seems, ignored the world of meat. If you look at Chachamim, Birkas HaPeros, what bracha do you make on the Basar going to Chachamim?
No, they mention Govai.
So what bracha do you make?
Shakal.
Shakal Na'avidvaro. I'll take you to a different meat area, which I wanted to deliver to Shir years ago. The world of Ilchot Shabbos. Are you aware that Malachas Shabbos have Sidur de Pas, Sidur de Beged, but they don't have anything relating to the world, the agricultural world of milk? I mean, Cholev and Shabbos.
So,
it doesn't appear in the Lamed Tes Malachas.
Okay.
So what is Cholev, do you know?
It's Befarek. You mean which Malachas is it on?
It's Befarek
or
Kotzer or Dash.
They have to find, you have to fit in somewhere, but it's not there.
It's not there. No, I don't know what's behind this ignorance of theirs. I would say conceptually, the world of the
neglect,
or I don't know, but the halachic significance is that the halachot, the categories relating to meat, they're all under categories and concepts which are from the world of what grows.
You're saying milk.
The milk
is Megat Shochet and Malaya.
There isn't it conceptually a function of Mishkan. So you don't
depends where you put Mishkan here when you go to when you go to the essential list.
I remember. I think that was your
from
first
what
year
I from what I understand from reading the Tanaim, Mishkan is only brought in when you have a malacha, which is a good half a minute to say it's not a malacha. So how do you prove it's a malacha because it was a Mishkan? But Mishkan is not the foundation of the list. The list is rooted in something else. The list is rooted in Sidur the Pat, Sidur the Beged. That's what the list is rooted in. That's what I think. Let's put it aside, okay? Because we still want to do a lot of things, okay? I'll put it aside. But what I'm pointing out is that while Chachamim say the brachot go back to the way they appear in nature, the Borei Mineh turns to us and says the way we meet the food, we have to specify the brachot. And I would add that perhaps there's a very essential machloket here on how to relate to the transformation or the process that food goes through from the way it appears in nature until it reaches our plate. Because humans, different from animals, they do not eat their food as it appears in nature. They have to process it. They have to prepare it. Wine. Let's go to the two central foods in the Mishnah. Wine and bread. Bread is prepared by humans. Wine is prepared by humans. We cook our food. You're going to learn yet the sugya of shlakot, because you'll see how to relate to that. We cook our food. Animal eats within nature. It just grabs and eats. And the human has a way to eat. And here, perhaps the machloket, the Rabbi the Chachamim, is how to relate to human action, which is done in the form of processing the food. Chachamim seem to be saying, what's the Kosh Baruch Hu's part in the deal? Borei Pri. Has it appeared in nature in its, I would say, naked format. And whatever humans did later on, and we were able to create 103 flavors of ice cream, and maybe millions of, thousands and thousands of types of food. I don't know how many foods humans have created only from potatoes. That's a human wisdom. And I bless God and what he did. I bless God that he gave Pri Adama. Whatever is beyond that, I don't relate to God as doing that. Well, Rabbi Yehuda seems to be saying Borei Mineh Kisanin, even though Kisanin are made by human beings, they do not appear as Kisanin in nature, that perhaps we see the human ability to do so as being given the wisdom by the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's why I can relate to the Kodesh Baruch Hu as being behind all this variety of meaning in the world. And let there be explanation as you explain it. Let's not return to our to the Birkas HaMinim, please. I'll refer to that later, okay? It's a good question.
But still, it's saying min ha'aretz. We're still recognizing that origin.
It's true. I'll relate to where to Birkat HaPat later, okay?
Please. How would you? So, how are you fitting in this meaning? You mentioned very briefly how you fit in the other two machlokos about in that framework as well, the kosher min klala and min shiva.
Chachamim have Birkat HaPerot.
Okay.
goes back to Breshit Aleph. That is the naked format of nature, because Baruch Hu Breshit Aleph created Perot Ha'etz, Perot.
Okay, in the Tanakh it's Ha'etz,
Perot Ha'etz, and he created different types. And whatever he created, that's the bracha you make when you meet the food.
And
Rabbi Yehuda says you make a bracha on the type that you see. You eat kisanin, you say kisanin. You eat zrayin, you say zrayin. You fill in. Now, I would add, I understand that you have done this already, so I'll do it very quickly, that it's very clear that the shita, which in the Mishnah is affiliated with Rabbi Yehuda, and if Tosefta Perek Dalet, that was the common shita in Eretz Yisrael through the Gaonic time. In different Haggadot, I see over here, you have the Haggadah of Goldschmidt.
Yeah.
Did you go through those Haggadot?
He
did not do it yet? So let's do it together briefly. It is very clear that they, halacha lemaisa, we know the Birkat Borei Mineg in the Varite format. In the Gnizah were found a few Haggadot of Nusach Eretz Yisrael. I brought you two. One is the first one which was discovered and published. It's called the Haggadah of Green Stone. It appears in Goldschmidt here. You can see the full Nusach. When to understand the part we are, this is the Eretz Yisrael Mineg of the so-called Karpas. What do you guys take for Karpas? Parsley.
Celery, potato.
Celery, potato. How much do you eat?
This last year I actually ate
more than a kazayas.
I was at a particular seder where the Rav had his special sheet and whatever. Usually less.
How did you feel about it?
Hey, so I made a brain of bashos afterwards.
Yeah, but do you know what karpas was in Eretz Yisrael or also kifshuta shel Mishnah? You have a Mishnah Pesach in there? Let me go to an Oriental restaurant in Israel. You go to an Ashkenazi restaurant, okay? So what do? They bring you a menu. And if you say, can you please bring a pitcher of water? Then they'll bring the pitcher of water. And until you don't order anything from the menu, they won't bring you anything. You know what happens when you go to the so-called Misada Mizrachit? You know what the first thing they put out? They bring a pile of pitot.
And then they charge you on the bill.
They charge you on it. They charge you on it, of course. You know that when you go into the restaurant. But they bring it to you. Then they bring you, you know, hummus and tchina and matbucha and Mizrahi carrots, you know, etc., etc., etc. Now, if you read the Mishnah in Pesach, describing karpas, the Mishnah says, "Tikuf yudalad, heviu lefanav metabel b'chazeret ad shemagia leparperet apat." The simplest reading of the Mishnah is that they had a few parperot, they had a few first courses, and the Mishnah says, until the last parperet, that's the parperet apat. Now we proceed in Heviu Lefana Matzah Chazeret. Now I will show you these parperot. It's unbelievable. First of all, they would do Amatilas Yadayim. Take a look, it's from line 57 on. Then they would say Borei Pri Hadama. So we know they had some vegetable or Pri Hadama. Then a Borei Pri Haetz. Now look at their Bracha Achrona. We can't deal with that today, but you can see that they had a very interesting bracha achrona. Then borei minei ma'adanim, and the bracha achrona is also, you can see that there's the parallel to borei pri ha'etz. You have a shel bara, it's called pri. Borei minei ma'adanim, what's the bracha achrona? Shel bara minei ma'adanim, la'adem v'em nefashot rabot. And then we have the famous bracha borei minei nefashot. So what's the bracha achrona?
Nefashot rabot.
Yeah, and you see here, I don't know if you discussed it already, the borei nefashot the framework of the Yerushalmi, it's clearly like that. It's also here, it starts as a bracha achrona for nefashot. And that's why it fits so much. Bara nefashot rabot, lachayot behem. Meaning he created the animals, lachayot nefesh of humans. That's what the original bracha means. And you go to a different Haggadah, which Ezra Fleischer, Alav HaShalom, published in the Sefer HaZikaron to my uncle, Rabbi Twersky. Where you see a similar thing, borei pri adamah, borei pri ha'etz, asher bara arim ufkaot, and then you have borei minei mizonot, borei minei ma'adanim. We know from the Yerushalmi is a bracha for what?
For
rice.
For
rice.
Borei
minei ma'adanim is for rice.
Only rice.
They did not keep kidneys. Okay, if you didn't know that. And then you have a very strange bracha achrona. I won't discuss. But you see what a karpas they had, you know, and their karpas they had meat. They had rice, they had a fruit, they had some salad or a vegetable, You know? And then when they finished all that, what did they do? Then they did Magid. You know? Huh?
Sushi
they had. Sushi they had. It's unbelievable. And I can imagine that it's a totally different Seder experience. I mean, they don't do the Seder when they're hungry. You know, this year I wasn't to the Seder with my parents, I was in my in-laws, but I was told that my father reached Motzi Matz at midnight. They finished the Seder 4 o'clock in the morning. Now you're on an empty stomach, you know, I always give my kids much more than a kazayis, you know, I just stuff them, you know, because... Now, I'm not saying anybody should run and do this. We don't have the minhag of Bnei Eretz Yisrael, but still, we see here a very live reflection of the world of Bracha Rishona. They were knowing Alach Lemaise, the Bracha of Bore Mine, we see Yirma Adani, Nefashot, etc. And what I would add on, that it's very clear on the other end that the Bavli systematically outruled the Bracha of Bore Mine. And the Bavli systematically used the bracha of Borei Pri or Shehakol. I'll show you one example. If you relate back to the Yerushalmi...
Isn't that really already sort of the Mishnah precursor to that?
I agree. The Mishnah Gnor is Borei Mine too, in Echinami. Now if you go to for a second and compare the story of Rabbi. Okay, let's go back to the Yerushalmi. I assume that you know it, that's why I didn't read it before. Line 47. Rabbi Abba Bar Yaakov b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak Ruba. Rabbi k'shayochel basaro beitza haya omer asher baran nefoshot rabot l'achayot b'hem nefesh kol chai. Ad kedon basov v'atchila amar Rabbi Chagai borei minei nefoshot. How does the Bavli bring this story? To the end of the parak, on Daf Mem Dalet. The Bavli says, Mem Dalet Amud Bet, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar avdimi mishum rabbeinu ala beya v'al minei kupara. It's the same story. Mevarech shehakol. The Yerushalmis will say Borei Minei Nefashot, and the Bavli will say Shehakol. And notice this, the Ramban, in a remark that he made in his chidushin to our parak, where the Ramban it was Gores in the Gemara and Daf Mem, you should know. In our Gemara, the Nusach is in Mem Amud Beis, the Gemara said, we will, just a moment. Gemara says, Ein Alocha K'Rav Yehuda. And the Ramban was Goris in the Gemara Hilchos HaKarav Yehuda. The Ramban is a long remark. I'm not going to read the whole thing now. I'll just point it out to you. It says Chidushim to Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. The Ramban says Haditnan Rav Yehuda Amar Bor Minei Deshaim. Ipnei Shrav Yehuda Sover B'chol Davar Shoseh Pri U'Piryo Ma'achal Adam Mevorech Borei Pri. Aval Ha'irakot Sheyelkan Ne'echal V'Zaran Elon Ne'echal Bor Minei Deshaim. And he says, "Ulfum haytaima amrinan v'Yerushalmi b'koseis orez v'chita borei minei zera'im, v'sham b'tosefta al zera'im u'omer borei minei zera'im, al tsha'im borei minei desha'im. Hanyan lomar shemvarchim al kol min lemin b'fnei atzvah." The Ramban noticed this tosefta, and he says, "Upasku b'gmaraz memamud aleph." I'm sorry, Omer Abzera halacha k'Rav Yehuda. This is Zalman points out on the bottom. Benuschei didan garsinan ein halacha k'Rav Yehuda. And based upon that, the Ramban says, "Ra'iti legonim v'rabeinu zar shelo kadvu b'chiburim psak ze v'chulam kadvu borei pri adama v'nireh shehen zar somchim b'ze v'sugiyot shebaperek hazeh shelo iskiru b'chato shelo b'yuda b'shum makom." All the sugis, one after the other, are always busy saying borei pri, borei pri. The Ramban is debating, is that really a raya that they didn't hold a Rabbi Yehuda? Maybe they just said borei pri because that's the easiest thing to say. So Ramban noticed this, but I think that we can say that it's very clear that Bnei Eretz Yisrael were knowing the world of Birkat Haminim, as we described it, while it seems like, Rabbi Jeremy said also the Mishnah already, but clearly the Bavli adapted the world of Birkat Borei Pri Adama Birkat HaPerot. Now let's return to the topic of our Shir, Borei Minei Mezonot, the appearance of Birkat Haminim, of Birkat Borei Minei Mezonot in the Tosefta, which is in the framework of Birkat Haminim, would seem to imply that whoever says Borei Minei Zraim, Borei Minei Deshaim, Borei Minei Kisanim, will also say Borei Minei Mezonot. While, according to Chachamim, as you mentioned at the beginning of the Shir, it's Mistaber, that if whoever says Borei Pri Hadama and all Minei Hadama, what bracha should he make on the cake? Huh? Now what we have to ask ourselves is what's behind the adapting of Birkat Borei Minei Mizonot by the Bavli, even though the Bavli doesn't hold the Shita of Birkat Haminim. So let's learn together the Gemara and Brachot in Lamed Vav Amud Bet, Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. And you can see very clearly within the Gemara the adaption of Birkat Borei Minei Mizonot by the sugya that holds like Chachamim, that within the framework of Birkat HaPerot. Hey, the Gemara quotes, I brought it to you, everyone to see the Gemara here, but you can see your own Gemaras in my page, from Daf, it's from line 80. Gufa Rav Shmuel Damri Talvayu Kol Shehu Michameshet Aminim Mevachim Al Borei Minei Mizonot. First of all, now we understand very well the Chiddush of Rav Shmuel. On the one hand, Rav Shmuel are mechadesh the bracha Borei Minei Mizonot within the framework of Bavli brachas, which holds like Chachamim or Birkat HaPerot, and they have another Chiddush. They identify it. What gets Birkat Borei Minei Mizonot? What gets it? Chameshet Minei Dagan. And then the Gemara goes to explore, does that really come out from looking at Tanakh sources? Yes, please, Jeremy.
We actually spoke about this in Shir yesterday, mm-hmm. and observed that the Gemara citation of Rav Shmuel earlier in the parallel Erevin, it was actually not a quote, but it was an extrapolation based upon these two statements, and the way the Gemara understands them. But wouldn't it be more logical, as opposed to saying they're taking Birkat Haminim, that they're really coming from the Tosefta tradition, which is not, there's one part which is Birkat Haminim, but there's another part which focuses on Chamishat Minim, the Daf Dagan, and Orez V'Dohan, and that's really what their source is, because they're not working in the world of Borei Minei, and this is not an attempt, mm-hmm. it's not to pull that in. And clearly, Bob, I mean, the notion, the way you're suggesting they were Mechadesh, that it's these five things, was really, it wasn't these five things as opposed to all the other foods in the world that could be called Mizonot, but these five things as opposed to Orz V'Dohan, because they're working in the world of the Tosefta.
Let's go back to the Tosefta for a second. Line 34. You see the difference between Nusach HaBerford and Vina? In Ketav Yad Vina, the Nusach is HaKoseset HaOrez Mevarech Ala Borei Pri HaAdama in Erford and at Yerushalmi Minei Zraim. It's very clear over here that the Nusach Machlok between the Nuschaot, I would say, is if this Halacha is said within the world of Birkat HaPerot, within the framework of Birkat Haminim. Now, if you ask my opinion, it's very clear, I think, that the original Nusach here is Minei Zraim, and you see that from Malach Havav, HaKoses Tachitin Mevarech Alehen.
Right, but the Nusach of the Bavli.
So now let's go to the Bavli, exactly. But I'm saying, within the Tosefta and the Yerushalmi, it's very clear that the whole framework of Koses Tachita and Koses Taorez are also within the framework of Birkat Borei, Birkat Haminim.
Right. The question
you have Birkat Borei Minei Zraim and you have Birkat Borei Minei Mizonot. Now let's see what happens in the Bavli. And then perhaps we'll go back to Rav Shmuel, okay? When the Bavli tries to explore Rav Shmuel's Memra that identifies Birkat Borei Minei Mizonot with Chameshet Minei Dagan, let's listen to the term Minei. So the Gemara, I won't read everything here, but the Gemara brings a few rayot from Breitot, line 89, Batanya, Kibiru Lefanav. Pat Orez Upat Dochan, Mevarech Alav, Tchila Vasof, Bemaaseh Gdera. Vegabei Maaseh Gdera, Tanya, Batchila Mevarech Alav, Borei Minei Mizonot, Vevasof, Mevarech Alav, Barcha Achat Mein Shalosh. So the Gemara answers, Kemaaseh Gdera, Velo Kemaaseh Gdera. Kemaaseh Gdera, Mevarech Tchila Vasof, Velo Kemaaseh, Deilu Maaseh Gdera, Mevarech Alav, Borei Minei Mizonot, Vevasof, Barcha Achat Mein Shalosh. Veilu Achat, Batchila Mevarech Alav, Shakon Mea Midvoro, Vevasof, Borei Nei Mishot, Borei Chesra, Kol Mashe Bara. Hey, if you learn the Tosefta, you already see the difference here between the Bavli and the Tosefta on a different issue, which I will not address today, perhaps shortly. And that is, what bracha do you make after Orez according to Tosefta? Hein mevarech acharehen klum.
Right.
You know what klum means?
Nothing.
Klum. Klum. Klum is gornish, but gornish nothing. And shivim lashon say. Apparently they made no bracha achrona after this. While in the Bavli, what do you see? There were bracha achrona. What is klum? Klum became a long bracha, bari nefashos. You see that? That's one thing. The second thing, which I will not address here today, but I'll just mention it, that while in the Tosefta, which bracha achrona do you make when you make a bracha achrona? What is it called? Bracha achat. In the Bavli, what is it called? Bracha achat mein shalosh. That's a whole large, it's a very interesting topic, but I will not address it today. Now the Bavli continues, and the Bavli asks, V'orez lav ma'isek deroho v'atani elu ma'isek dero kilka targi solid zari darsan v'orez. So the Gemara says, Homani Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. The Tanya Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri omer orez min daganu v'chayvin l'chim utzo karet v'adam etzim v'dichot ha'ba Pesach. So orez, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, is included in the minei dagan. But the Gemara rejects it. V'rabbanan lav v'atanya. Then they quote Ar Tosefta. Now let's see how they quote it. Hakosei stachita mevarech alav borei pri adama. What does Ar Tosefta say? Borei minei zraim. And it's clearly that the Tosefta here, the Lashon of the Braisa, is brought in within the framework of the Shita of Birkat HaPerot. Tchana afa'a bishla bizman shapusot kayamot batchila hamotzi vasov shalosh brachot en hapusot kayamot batchila borei minei zraimot vasov bracha achad mein shalosh. The same difference that I pointed out before, from bracha achat to bracha achat mein shalosh. Hakoses et ha'orez. What's the lashon of the Tosefta? So it depends upon the different kitvayad. But I think it's clear that the nusach was borei minei zraim. Again, in the Bavli, what's the nusach? Borei pri ha'adama. Tchano afa'o bishlo afa pi shapusot kayamot mizonot ulvasof bracha achat mein shalosh. What does it say in Ar Tosefta?
Bracha achat.
Tosefta and Orez. What does Tosefta say in Orez? Klum. What does the Bavli say? Bracha achat mein shalosh. The Gemara continues. Money. Ilei mar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri ha'amar Orez min daganu hamoti v'shalosh brachot by bruche el alav rabanan u'tiufta derav Shmuel tiufta. Amar mar akoses tachita mevarech ala borei pri adama va'atanya borei minei zraim. What does the Bavli have in front of it? The price of the Tosefta, it's in the Shita of who? Huh? Birkat Aminim. Amar Ravuna lo kashi harab Yuda rabbanan. But I'm trying to tell you already from the past hour. Rakot omer borei pri adama. Rabbi Yuda omer borei minei zraim. Where does the Bavli know Rabbi Yuda from? From the Mishnah. Now, if we ask ourselves about the what's behind these scenes in this Gemara that it reached the conclusion of Tiufta, the Rav Shmuel Tiufta, so I think that the explanation is very simple. The bracha of Borei Minei Mizonot appears in the Tosefta as a bracha, both for Orez and both for Dagan, clearly not in the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Clearly not in the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, as the Gemara points out very clearly. Because if it was Bishitas of Yochanan ben Nuri, there would be no difference between Orez and Dagan. They would be the same. Clearly not in the framework of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Right? Now the Gemara here has a Braisa which holds that you have a Borei Minei Mizonot on Orez, even though Orez is not one of Minei Dagan. That doesn't match the Mebra of Rav and Shmuel. Now what's behind this disharmony? What's behind it, I think, is something very clear. If I'm in the framework of Borei Minei Mizonot, or Birkat Haminim, there's no indication at all in Tosefta that Mazon has to be Chameshi Binei Dagan. What do you think Mazon is? You learn the Gemara and the Flamin Ham with Beis? Zayne Tvarim Azayne? You think potatoes could be Zayne?
According to this, yes.
How do you say Pachmema in English?
Carbohydrates.
I always think to myself, when I learned this Gemara, that perhaps mazon is carbohydrates, whatever fills your stomach. There's no conceptual reason, there's no reason within the framework of the Tosefta to see any link between Chameshet Binei Dagan and Birkat Borei Minei Mizonot. There's no reason at all. And that is why Birkat Borei Minei Mizonot in the Tosefta, within the framework of Birkat Haminim, can be a bracha both for Dagan and both for rice. But in the Bavli, since Rav and Shmuel limited, I'll try to explain to note why. They limited Birkat Borei Minei Mizonot to Chameshet Minei Dagan. They do not know how to explain the Tosefta that has Birkat Borei Minei Mizonot for rice. And the reason is because the limitation of Birkat Borei Minei Mizonot in Chameshet Minei Dagan is in the Bavli, within the framework of Birkat HaPerot. Only Dagan deserves a special bracha, and not what's not dagan. And therefore, rice, conceptually, the Gemara points out, should not, if you don't hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, rice should not get a bracha, and now, we have to try to, so I would say the following, the reason rice has a special halachic stature, that it has a bracha rishon of mizonot, but acharav is borei nefashot, is a sarid to the fact that that's what Rabbi Yehuda held in the Tosefta. After we conceptually accepted the Bavli, we should not have reached that conclusion. Now, I would like to try to explain what's behind, really, the sugya that tried to find the bracha dafka for dagan. And I think the reason is very simple. And I think you can trace a few more hints within the sugyot of Ketzad Mevarchim to what I want to suggest to you. And that is that if I go to the Mishnah and ask myself the uniqueness of the bracha on wine and bread. Now I want to go back to your question before. What's behind that? Why are wine and bread unique? Why aren't they under the regular format of brachot? Why did they get a special bracha? You say davar chashuv, yeah.
Some sort of kviut.
So the truth is that the Gemara, we will read it soon, in Lamed Hamu Beis, asked this question. When the Gemara explores this, the Gemara says, Maishna yayin, ilema mishum dishtani li luya ishtani li bracha. So the Gemara, I'm skipping a little. The Gemara says, "Elamar marzut rechamia zayin mashcha la zayin u'mashcha la zayin." They try to prove that yes. And the name of Tevi Tuf to the Rabbi Shmuel Dami Evrachim Brahim. The name is not elachameshet miminim bilva. What did the Gemara here already recognize? What I told you before in the Tosefta, that the term mazon does not match chameshet minei dagan. There are many things which are zayin, which are not chameshet minei dagan. Eventually, what the Gemara reaches the conclusion that it's a matter of sa'id. Okay, the Gemara says nama sa'id, chamer lo sa'id, ela na chamer id beitarte sa'id u'mesamech, nama misat sa'id. But the Gemara eventually reaches the conclusion is because there's sa'id. Well, I would say the following. I think that the pshutam shel dvarim, it appears a lot later on, that wine and the bread are factors, elements which create a suda. They're birkas ha-suda. And that's why, on the one hand, later on, you learn the Gemara and Daf Mem. Shehakol, there's a machloket in the Gemara. Is it poter, hamotzi, and wine? Because hamotzi and wine do not belong conceptually to the framework of Birkat HaPerot. They're not Birkat HaPerot. Whoever said that before is right. They are Birkot HaSuda. And that's partially what's behind. The fact that yayin and lechem apoter kol mini ochli kol mini mashkin, because it's not a bracha only in bread and in wine, it's a bracha on the suda when bread is the center of the suda, but it's poter not midini karvatafel according to many rishonim. It's machlok between Rashi and the other rishonim, but according to most rishonim, because they're part of the suda, and wine has the same factor regarding to drinks. I would even add more. If you go to the Gemara in Shlosh HaShachlu, it would even seem that wine and bread perhaps have a different marker for bracha rishona. The Gemara on Memchet Amud Bet, the Gemara brings a brayta which I will not try to solve all its problems now. V'achalta v'savata v'erachta. And the Gemara here tries to find the different parts of Birkat HaMazon in this pasuk, different brachot of Birkat HaMazon. The Gemara later on continues, and the Gemara says, Ainli elah harav lefanav minayin. Amar to kal v'chomer kshu savea mevarech kshu raev lo kol sheken. The Gemara here makes a kal v'chomer that this pasuk can be a makor for bracha rishona too. Now I would like to suggest that since the pasuk of Birkat HaMazon relates to what you make Birkat HaMazon on, so the kal v'chomer could only relate to what? To what? To bracha rishona for what you make Birkat HaMazon on. Or I'll say maybe differently. If we will translate now the categorical world of brachot, we talked about Birkat HaPerot, Birkat HaMinim. If you have, related to the Gemara and Memchet, if you have Birkat HaMazon la'acharav, you can have Birkat HaMazon
lefanav. That's what the Gemara is saying there. What is Birkat HaMazon lefanav? Hamotzin lecha min haaretz.
Or
Berei Pri HaGefen. Now, I want to relate to what I was asked before. Here, it's not the way it's in nature. Right, it's a different concept. I would say more than that. The way it appears in nature cannot create a meal. A human meal has to be created through human process. To some extent, maybe paradoxical, the elements of Rabbi Yehuda, Birkat HaMinim, appear in Birkat HaMazon of Chachamim. Meaning, Birkat HaMazon, Lefanav U'Lacharav, relates to a meal. A framework of a meal really went through human process. And even here, the Nusach of the Bracha is taken from a Pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Daled, Lotzi Lecha Min Haaretz. And we relate it to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's Motzi Lecha Min Haaretz. So, Ha Motzi Lecha Min Haaretz. But it would seem in the Mishnah that the uniqueness of Yayin and of Hamotzi is due to the fact that there are conceptually different brachot, the Birkat HaMazon Lefanav. That's why Shehakol, I'm repeating, it's machlok, it can't be poteret, because it doesn't belong to the world of Birkat HaPirot, and that's also why they're poter everything else. I would add even more, this is the aura I heard from a friend of mine, his name is Menachem Katz, that we may even find a Tosefta which may reflect that maybe they were developed chronologically in different times. I would want to add before that, that if you go now to the outside world, I'm sure you've seen movies of nice Christian families before they eat a meal, read some books, they only make brachot on before a meal. They don't make a bracha before an apple, right? Because conceptually, what do they have in mind? That a meal, you bless the grace of the Lord, right? But you don't make a grace before you eat an apple. Or I say it conceptually now, translate to the categories of mara brachot. They know the Kal V'chomer on Mimchet, to Saveh Mevarech, to Raev Lepos, okay? They don't know the Gvara Lamed Hei. Then what does the Gvara Lamed Hei say? No. Sfarah, Sor La'adam, Shiyaneh, Me'olam Hazeh, B'lo Bracha. They realize that when I get a meal, that's what fills me in, that's what keeps me going. So I say thank you. Every time I drink a drop of water, they don't know that. Well, we know that secret, okay? We have more presence of God in our lives. But we do see that in the great world, people have this idea, and perhaps it can be reflected in a very interesting Tosefta. It's in Perakei Halacha Chav Bet. In my pages, I pointed out, it's 224. This Tosefta seems to be describing people in Yerushalayim, apparently in Bizman Abayis. And look at the brachot they would make. Makriv menachot b'Yerushalayim, what bracha would he make? Shegiyanu l'zman hazeh. Shu makrivan, akbu lakriv menachot. Shu ochlan, amotzi lechem min haaretz. Makriv zvachim. Shu omer baruch shegiyanu l'zman hazeh. Shu makrivan, akbu lakriv zvachim. Till here it's parallel to what he did, the brachot of menachot. But look what happens to when he eats it. While a menachot, what bracha does he make? What bracha does he make on a zevach? It should have said lichora. What bracha does he make? Sheakol or? Well, that's a bracha of Rabbi. We don't know, but if Shaul Lieberman noticed this, he should know. He had a very sharp eye, and you know what he says in that. I forget what line it is. I'll find it in a second. Perakei Halacha Chav Bet, page 28. Okay. So Shaul Lieberman says, what line is this? 45. Okay, here it is. Here. V'nei atosefta lo iskira kan shetzich levarech gam shakol niya bidvaro. V'atam hu mishum shiur regilim lechol at habasar gam bepat. V'apat poteret omri bracha zo. Yeah, the so-called Hebrew, they had a lafa, okay? They had a shawarma there, and they already said amoitzi. But I think that it's kipshutim shel dvarim, perhaps there's no shahakol here for a simple reason. That perhaps this Tosefta may reflect. I'm saying al derech ha'efshar, okay? It may reflect perhaps a time where conceptually there are birkat ha'suda and you don't have the world of what? Of birkat ha'perot or of shirakon. I would add, whoever learned the Gemara and Daf Lamed Hei, who's the drusha of Kodesh Hilulim? Who's the Bala drusha? Rabbi Akiva. Maybe at the time of the Bayit, they thought you only make Birkat HaMazon. So I won't sign on that b'shvua, but I would say that conceptually, the world of brachot I'm trying to develop it with you has on the one hand Birkat HaMazon lefanav ulacharav, and that's Birkat HaSeuda. You have Birkat HaPerot and Birkat HaMinim. I would also add, and I won't develop it here, that Shehakol conceptually also may be a different category, and that's Birkat HaNehenin. Oster LaAdam Shehene, that's Birkat HaNehenin. Yes, please.
I mean, one might think that the reason for this is not necessarily Birkat HaSuda, but that Birkat Shehakol is a later development. I mean,
that's what I'm suggesting.
Almost modeled. I mean, I guess one other question to throw into this is to the extent that Birkat HaPerot amal on Bereishis Aleph, they weren't from the meat in Bereishis Aleph.
Correct.
So then that may be why it's...
It may fit well. Okay. Now, what I would like to suggest that in the Bavli there's a shift that tried to explain the gap, the difference between Hamotzi and Borei Pri HaGafen on a different basis. Not on the basis of a Seuda. The Seuda deserves special brachot, but conceptually they're different, but for a different reason. I think there are very clear, I would say, hints within the Sugyot that show this possibility. That maybe the uniqueness of bread and wine is not due to the fact that they compone a meal, but to the fact that they are Dagan, Tirosh, and Yitzhar. Let's start with the Gemara at the beginning of the parak you have learned. What does the Gemara say in Daf Lamed Hey? You learned it. Then what can you learn from Kodesh Hilulim Hashem? What does the Gemara say? I'm going through the Gemara very carefully. The Gemara says that you can learn from that Ashkechan Kerem. Kerem is Tirosh. Right? Shor mini minayin, the Aleph mikerem. What does the Gemara say? Mala kerem sheken chaya bololot kama tochiach. Mala kama chazar adin, etc. So what does the Gemara say? What do you know? Kama and kerem. And what does the Gemara say? Ati nami zayit, di beitzav izbea. What is zayit, kama, and kerem?
Dagan,
tirosh, mitzar. That's what they are. Now, I would add more than that. If you read the Gemara carefully, what is the nature of birkat haperot within the framework of Kodesh Hilulim LaHashem? They're not a matir of Hanah that's asur, that only comes in later in the sugya. They are a hilul, they're a kium of shevach. Kodesh Hilulim LaHashem. Now why be mahalel the Kodesh Baruch Hu on whatever goes in the Mizbeach is very simple. Because what is the world of brachot? That you approach God when you see God through nature. How do you approach God through the Mizbeach? Meaning the Tzad Mizbeach that the Gemara brings is relevant to the world of brachot because they have a tzad hashava. The tzad hashava is the ability of man to see God. You see God through what He created, and you approach God through the mizbeach. And the hilul of the Kodesh Baruch Hu is where His presence is evident, and that's through His creation. And that's what the Gemara thought. Only by the major components of the human diet, I would say, which is dagan, tirosh, v'yitzar, they are the major parts. That's what's chayvin trumas and ma'isris. So they deserve a bracha.
But not the sacrifice.
Not the sacrifice. What do you mean? All three go on the mizbeach too.
Yeah. And so is meat.
So him.
But
you're asking about the sacrifice, about the basar.
If the whole idea is the tzad mizbeach.
It's a good question. Maybe what Rabbi Jeremy said before. I don't know. I mentioned before that it's a good question. But you see clearly in the Gemara has dagan tirosh v'yitzar in front of its eyes. Let's go to another Gemara, which I quoted before. When the Gemara asks, Arei Shemen.
What? That might be circular, though. In other words, maybe I'm thinking in terms of Dagan Tirosh, but thinking they have Tzad Mizbeach, which we made less Dagan Tirosh. I mean, there obviously may be a connection between that, but is the Gemara really thinking in those terms?
I don't know, but I'll bring you another Gemara. The Gemara on Lamed Ham with Beis. The Gemara wants to know why is there no special bracha for Shemen. Again, what is the Gemara having in front of its eyes? If Dagan is a special bracha, and Tirosh is a special bracha, who else should have a special bracha? Yitzhar. The Gemara gives the right answer. What's the answer?
You don't
drink it or eat it. That's what the Gemara really says. Meaning, Yitzhar is a major component of the human kitchen. You can't cook without it. You just can't. But on the other hand, you don't eat it. So it doesn't get a bracha. Now, if this suggestion seems to you something reasonable, that the Bavli you see reflection of the idea of Dagan Tirosh v'Yitzhar, now we can suggest that what's driving Rav and Shmuel
to find a special bracha for Dagan. In other words, to turn the uniqueness of Hamotzi, of Pat, into a larger category which would reflect Dagan. Now, I would add more than that. Where did they get this idea from of Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzhar? Or that Dagan should have a special bracha, not only bread? Perhaps they took that from a thing which Rabbi, from a place where Rabbi Jeremy has hinted to before too. And that is perhaps on the world of bracha achrona. I want to go back shortly, and I have to finish soon, to that Tosefta we learned before. Pshuto shel Tosefta is that they would not make a bracha achrona on everything they ate. Right? I mean, I'm returning to the Tosefta on Orez, Halacha Zayin, Ein Mevarech Acharein Klum. Okay? That klum became borei nefashot and bavli, but go back to the Gemara Mem Dalet I quoted to you before. You see, it's a process. It starts with mead, then it develops. In the bavli, you still have this enter. I always find it mind-boggling. It sounds like my seven-year-old Ravashi in the Gemara, and there says ana zimna bechimat karna avid nekukulu. If I remember, I do it. If I don't remember, I don't do it. You know, so it sounds like my seven-year-old. I would add more than that. If I talked before about Birkot HaSeuda, you know, children don't like to wash and eat bread because they don't want to say Birkos HaMazon. You know that, right? It's a known phenomenon.
They don't want to wash.
Yeah, they don't want to wash. Yeah, it's a known thing, okay?
It's not the washing I mind.
Meaning they also understand conceptually that a meal is different, you know. Now, there's a very interesting story quoted in the Tosefta, and the Bavli is quoted a little differently. And that is... I'm taking you to Tosefta Perek Dal Alocha Tesvav, line 230. Okay, Zeklav. Kol Shu Emin Shiva Emin Dagan. Rabbi Gamliel Omer Baruch Acharav Shalosh Brachot V'Chachamim Omerim Bracha Achat. Ma'aser Rabbi Gamliel Skenim Shu Misubim Biricho Heviu Lifneim Kutavot V'Achlu. Now, how is the story brought in the Bavli? So go to the Bavli Lamed Zayin. The Bavli Lamed Zayin. It's seven lines from the bottom. זה הכלל, כל שמי שבעת המינים, רבי גמליאל אומר שלוש ברכות, קודם ברכה אחת מעין שלוש. Okay, we're already aware of that difference. מעשה ברבן גמליאל והזקנים, שהיו מביאים מסובין בעלייה ביריחו, הביאו לפניהם כותבות ואכלו, ונתן רבי גמליאל רשות לרבי עקיבא לברך, קפץ וברך רבי עקיבא ברכה אחת. Ready, Tosfos says, if you got permission to say a bracha, why is it described as קפץ וברך? And if you look at the Tosefta, you see very clearly the Tosefta does not describe Rabbi Gamliel as giving him permission. Rabbi Akiva was kafatzu berech, and what did Rabbi Akiva make a bracha berach, acharehen, achat? And on that, Rabbi Gamliel attacked him. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Akiva. What does it say in the Tosefta in Bavli to Akiva? Okay. Lama ata machnis oshcha leven amachloket. Which in the Bavli you can't understand. The Tosfos says he had to say some bracha. He told him to bench. But if you realize that he jumped and he did it on his own, he wanted to prove to Rabbi Gamliel or make a, I would say, a precedent in front of all Chachamei Yisrael that halacha is kechachamim that it gets bracha achat. Amar lo limatanu acharei rabim la'atot af al pi shata omer kach v'chaverecha omerim kach halacha kedivrei amerubim. Rabbi Yehuda omer mishmo kol shu imin shiva v'lo imin dagan. או דגן ולא עשה אופת, וגמליאל אומר, מברך אחריו שלוש ברכות, וחכמים אומרים ברכה אחת, וכל שאינו לא ממין שיבה ולא ממין דגן, וגמליאל אומר, מברך אחריו ברכה אחת, וחכמים אומרים again ולא כלום. Now let's try for a moment to understand the shita of חכמים, or perhaps understand the original halakha regarding ברכה אחת after you eat. According to חכמים, it's limited only to מין שיבה, מין דגן, they get ברכה אחת, and bread gets shalosh brachot. Chachamim don't hold that every time you eat you have to say thank you. Chachamim hold you only say thank you if you eat dagan min shiva. Why? So lichora that's rooted in a very simple thing. You've seen it before in the nuschaot of the bracha achat. I will hint to what I think the bracha achat is. It's rooted in the psukim in the Torah and in Dvarim Chet. What do you say thank you to Kodesh Baruch Hu on in Bracha Achrona? Not on the food. V'arta v'savata uverachta et Hashem Elokecha al ha'aretz ha'tova shenatalach. Because who takes the food out of the aretz?
humans, read Dvarim Chet, the man, the lechem comes
min
hashamayim. When you live in Eretz Yisrael, where does the lechem come from? From the Aretz. And then you will say, Kochi v'otem yadi osali et achayel azeh. And what is the danger? V'shachachta et pentochal v'savata. Listen to the words of the psukim. Pentochal v'savata v'shachachta. And what is the Birkas HaMazon coming to do against the danger of v'shachachta, tochal v'savata? What does the Torah say? V'achalta v'savata. Uverachta, and then you will know v'zacharta et Hashem Elokecha. By a bracha, you remember the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ki hu anoten lecha koach lasot choyel. Now, what did the Kadosh Baruch Hu give us? It's kochi v'otim yad. You know, the Ran in his drushes says, Torah doesn't say it's arsur to say kochi v'otim yad. Yosu yisachar lazeh. Just remember who gave you the koach lasot choyel. The humans should have koach v'chayel. They don't have to assume they don't have it. Just remember who gave it to you. Now, how did the Kadosh Baruch Hu give us the ability la'asod koach v'chayil for giving us the Aretz? I mean, if I mentioned before in Chachamim, you're mevarech al Kadosh Baruch Hu on what he did in Bereishis, Borei Priya Eitz, Borei Priya Adama, Birkas HaMazon is hodah that he gave us the Aretz. Now, what reflects the Aretz? What do we see in Dvarim Chet? Shivas Haminim. So, food that reflects the Aretz, we thank the Kadosh Baruch Hu for the Aretz. Now the Bracha Achas, I would suggest, its center should be the Aretz. And if you go back to those Haggadahs from Eretz Yisrael, you'll really see that the Brachot emphasize the Aretz. Look at this beautiful Bracha, it's 61. On Bari Pri, Shabara Harim Ufkaot V'natabahem Eitz Kol Pri. Baruch Atah Hashem, Al Aretz V'al Pri Eitz. From where are taken these words, Bara Harim Ufkaot, no, you like Psukim, no? We thank you for giving us Eretz Harim Ufkaot. So that is what.
Okay.
Thank you for correcting me. But it's taken from Dvar. It's taken from Dvar. In other words, the world of Bracha Achrona is Hoda'at Ha'aretz, and not Hoda'at that I'm full, and not Hoda'at for giving me for eating. It's conceptually a different world than the world of Bracha Rishona. Bracha Rishona is on the Kadosh Baruch Hu is creating nature, and Bracha Achrona is from giving us the Aretz so we can take our Perot. That's the world of Bracha Achrona. Conceptually, there are different worlds. Now, within this framework, it makes sense not to relate to a Suda and to Lechem, but dafka to relate to Dagon. But even here, we are aware of the uniqueness of Lechem, it's also in the Psukim. Eretz Hashem Miskeinut, Tochal Balechem. Now, Rabbi Gamliel has a dual machloket with Chachamim, apparently. On the one hand, Rabbi Gamliel wipes out the difference between Lechem and Dagon. They all get Shalosh Brachot. And also, Rabbi Gamliel has this idea that you make a Bracha Achrona on any food you ate. I'm going back to that Tosefta. Kol she'enu lo memin shiva lo memin Dagon. Rabbi Gamliel omer v'ach acharav bracha. Now, what I would like to suggest that perhaps the Sikh of Bavli Brachas, I would say, which makes Dr. Robert Shmuel already formulated, you can choose the way you want to formulate what I'm trying to say, but the search for a special bracha for Minei Dagan is, and the suggestion, the Minei Mizonot, which they took from the world of the Tosefta, within the Tosefta, it's within the framework of Birkas Haminim. And I'm repeating, the mazon and the Tosefta has nothing to do with Minei Dagan. The mazon there is Zayneh. But in the Bavli, it's rooted in the attempt to, on the one hand, expand the uniqueness of Lechem and Yayin to Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzar, that perhaps it's rooted in an attempt to equalize or to conceptually make them similar, the world of Bracha Achrona, to go to the world of Bracha Rishona. It works in both directions. On the one hand, we take the concept of Dagan from Bracha Achrona into Bracha Rishona, and we say Dagan gets a Bracha Borei Minei Mizonot, and we have a whole sugya, why doesn't Yitzhar have a Bracha? But perhaps the opposite also happened, and that I can only show you in Tosfos. Okay, I can't show it to you in the Gemara, but I want to relate to a beautiful Tosfos in Daf Lamed Tet, where the Tosfos talk about the Shir of Bracha Achrona. The Gemara there says very clearly on Lamed Tes that you need a shiur for bracha achrona. All Rishonim point out that bracha Rishona doesn't need a shiur. Why not? Because conceptually they're rooted in different worlds. The concept of bracha Rishon is asur la'adam shiyehene me'olam hazeh b'lo bracha, and lehanot b'lo bracha is even less than a kazait. On the other hand, bracha achrona needs a shiur because you need achila. Tosfos here bring an amazing shita. V'hari aya omer, it's the last lines in my pages here. Be'borei nefashot kevan delav bracha chashuvahi afilu be'batir nishiura mevarchin borei nefashot rabot. They want to suggest that the same way bracha rishona doesn't need shiur, borei nefashot doesn't require a shiur. It also say v'lo nire. The cave on the borei nefashot tiknua keneged ala gefen ki echid ala gefen boi shiura borei nefashot rabot nami bai shiura. Now the Rish seems to be saying that la bracha chashuva. I would like to suggest conceptually, to continue what I tried to suggest before, that perhaps we can explain the Rish in the following way. The borei nefashot rabot, according to Rish, is not a bracha achrona. What is it? It's a birkas haneni l'acharea. Well, let's try to put it together. Hamotzi is Birkas Hamazon Lefanea, and Shalosh Brachot is Birkas Hamazon Lacharea. Shehakol, or the world of Birkat HaPerot, is Birkat Haneni Lefanea. So what is Borei Nefashot? It's Birkat Haneni Lacharea. Lacharea, you can have two dinim of a bracha achrona. You can have a bracha achrona on Achila, on the Aretz, but you can also have a bracha achrona, do you thank the Kodesh Baruch Hu for what? For the hana you had. The same way you can have Birkat Hamazon Lefanav, you can have Birkat Haneinin Leacharav. Now, why a Tosfos Cholek? Because what do they say? Kevan de Borei Nefashot Tiknua Keneged Ala Gefen, Kechid Ala Gefen, Boi Shiur, Borei Nefashot Nami Boi Shiur. What are Tosfos insisting upon? And what is Borei Nefashot? It's a Bracha Achrona. It's not Birkas Haneinin Leacharav, it's a Bracha Leacharav. So I would like to conclude, because we have to finish, that we explored here the world of brachot through the story of borei minei mezonot, that perhaps folds within a very large, I would say, conceptual picture of the world of the brachot of our parak. On the one hand, we see very clearly a machlok in Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim about birkat haperot or birkat haminim. I suggested here that the world of Hamotzi and Borei Pri HaGafen, they're not Birkat HaPerot, they're different Nusach. They're Birkat HaMazon. You have Birkat HaMazon Lefaneh and Birkat HaMazon Lacharea. They have different Makarot. Birkat HaPerot is learned in the Gemara and Daf Lamed Hei from Kodesh Hilulim. I would add more than that. It appears so in the Rach. The Gemara doesn't reject that that's the Makar for Bracha Lefaneh. It just says it's not sufficient for more than Kama, Zayit, in Karam. But perhaps to Koma Zayit in Karam, they really are, even the Maskana, learn from Kodesh Hilulim Hashem. If that is so, the Rach seems to be saying that. So the Svara, Asher L'Adam Shehen, is not a mocker for all Birkat HaPerot, it's only a mocker for what's not included in Koma Zayit in Karam. Perhaps that's the mocker for Birkat HaNeinim. So we have Birkat HaNeinim, we have Birkat HaPerot, Birkat HaMinim, and Birkat HaMazon. Now, conceptually, they seem to be totally different worlds. Bracha Achrona is a different world than Bracha Rishona. Birkat HaMazon is a different world than Birkat HaPerot. Different world than Birkat HaNeinim. We can see in the Sugyot, perhaps an attempt, to try to learn from one or the other. Meaning, or I can make them like a sandwich. I can have Birkat HaMazon Lefanav L'Acharav. I can have Birkat HaNeinim Lefanav L'Acharav. Or I can perhaps learn from one on the other. Meaning, if in the world of Bracha Achrona I see Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzhar, so the same I learned about Bracha Rishona, that perhaps in the Bavli, Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzhar, and that perhaps is what's behind the Torah's attempt to find a special bracha for Dagan. And over here the Gemara used, Rabbi Shmuel used the Tosefta, but in the Tosefta the bracha Borei Minei Mezonot was mentioned regarding Dagan, but also mentioned regarding Orez, and the reason is so is because it's within the framework of Birkat Borei Minei, and Mazon does not necessarily, the Tosefta mean Dagan, and it's within the framework of Birkat HaMinim. Rav Shmuel used it, does the Gemara cut them? You get stuck with Orez, and that's why Orez has a special bracha. What is behind all of this is something which is related, and with this I'll conclude, something that I feel has changed this year in Eretz Yisrael. You don't have it here. That is the relationship to Shemitah. What's behind the whole learning of brachot? I'm sure you have mentioned the Gemara in Baba Kama Daflam and Haiman Devoy the Nevi Chasida, the Kayim Mila de Brachot. Brachot relates to one of the major challenges we have in our religious life, especially in the modern world, and that is to feel the presence of God. That is to see God behind the clouds. That is to know that when you eat something, when you enjoy nature, you see its creator. And the world of brachot constantly tries to remind us to build our dalachic framework from within, will relate to the Kadosh Baruch Hu as creating the world. In Eretz Yisrael this year in Shemitah, there's a new trend, you should know. It's my sixth Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael, but it's the first time I feel it. That is that people in Eretz Yisrael today do not want to send Shemitah only as an Isser. You know, you see the phrase Loch Shach Tevel Oral of Shvis. And when you say that, you relate to Shemitah as like an Isser that you have to somehow avoid. And perhaps the machlokas in Eretz Yisrael today, and what's the best way to approach Shemitah, is rooted in a very fundamental question. Those who try to find a way that will just come from Chutz La'aretz, or through Nochri, or even Heter Mechira to some extent, basically they're trying to avoid Shemitah. We won't meet it. Bring up a Chutz La'aretz, there's no Shemitah. If it's from Nochri, there's no Shemitah. There are voices today, I think it's the first Shemitah that you can feel them so loud and significant. People want to be Mekayim Shemitah as a positive concept. They want through their eating and drinking to feel the Shabbat Haaretz. As the Psukim say, Vaita Shabbat Haaretz Lachem L'Ochla. The idea that through eating I can achieve Kedusha, and that's why now for the first time, I think in Eretz Yisrael, the concept of Kedusha Shvis, of wanting to buy peros, to eat peros, which have Kedusha Shvis, is very common. You go to the supermarket, if they have the otzer based thing, so today it's only above vegetables, which were picked after Rosh Hashanah. You see over the tomatoes it says Kedusha Shvis, over the cucumbers Kedusha Shvis, over the red peppers Kedusha Shvis. And perhaps we are in the midst of some shift, I would say, in the attitude towards the ability to eat peros shvis in order to create a more positive religious experience. And perhaps it's not a case, it's not a coincidence that through mitzvot atliot ba'aretz, this is achieved. So mitzvot atliot ba'aretz go back to some extent to the idea of varim ched that we mentioned before. We get the aretz from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and through eating out of the aretz, we remember the Kodesh Baruch Hu that He gave it to us, and we bless Him for His grace. Thank you very much. Have a good year. I want to invite you to